From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the ruling Democratic Party sweeps the June 3rd local elections, clinching 12 of 16 key constituencies, but the main opposition People Power Party wins in Seoul. An unprecedented shortage of ballots in Seoul leads to protests against South Korea's election watchdog. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un inspects a new nuclear material production facility and resolves to strengthen the regime's nuclear force. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. The ruling Democratic Party has swept the June 3rd local elections with a commanding majority of the country's 16 metropolitan mayoral and gubernatorial races. The party clinched 12 of those key constituencies, while the main opposition People Power Party won the highly contested race for Seoul and retained three conservative strongholds in the southeast. Analysts say voters chose to counter the ruling party's dominance by giving the capital city and the conservative base to the opposition. Our Kim Bum-su fills us in on the election results.
The main opposition People Power Party's Oh Se-hoon has defeated the ruling Democratic Party's Jung Won-oh in the Seoul mayoral race by a tight margin of around 1 percentage point. Securing his fifth term for Seoul mayor in a dramatic come-from-behind victory Thursday morning, Mayor Oh thanked voters for preserving checks and balances for the nation.
Seoul citizens have once again firmly established the fundamental principle of democracy, checks and balances. You have preserved Seoul as the final bulwark of democracy to prevent the Republic of Korea from tilting completely to one side.
While it lost the capital city, the ruling Democratic Party garnered 12 of the 16 key mayoral and gubernatorial posts, including those in Busan, Incheon, and Gyeonggi Province. The People Power Party also held on to South and North Gyeongsang provinces, as well as the city of Daegu, widely regarded as the heart of conservative politics in the nation.
What this election ultimately shows is that democracy is working in Korea.
Professor Kim Hana at Seogang University in Seoul and other experts on South Korean politics say voters put the brakes on the already massive ruling Democratic Party.
The outcome may not have been exactly what the DP hoped for, but it reflects the political polarization that exists today and demonstrates how a competitive multi-party system can prevent any one political force from completely dominating the landscape.
The Democratic Party's campaign chief said that even if the outcome is disappointing, a victory is a victory. The People Power Party's chief said the main opposition protected what he called embers of hope. Kim Bum-su, KBS World Radio News.
An unprecedented shortage of ballots in Seoul during the local elections has resulted in backlash against South Korea's election watchdog. Hundreds of people have gathered in front of the National Election Commission's headquarters, as well as a polling station in Seoul's Songpa district, protesting the incident as an infringement of voters' rights. Rosin Bak has more.
The protest began Wednesday evening after it was reported that several polling stations in Seoul, primarily in Songpa district, had to temporarily halt voting due to a lack of ballots. Although voting times were extended at the affected polling stations, this did little to placate angry citizens or quell speculation about election fraud. Crowds gathered in front of the National Election Commission's office in Gwacheon, Gyeonggi Province, at one point reaching close to 1,000 people, demanding that the commission suspend vote counting and hold a re-election. Angry citizens also protested outside one of the voting sites in the Jangsil area of Songpa district. As a result, police were deployed to the scene to prepare for emergencies as demonstrations persisted overnight into Thursday. When National Election Commission officials attempted to enter the building in the morning to pick up the two ballot boxes inside for counting, protesters blocked the entrance. To avoid the risk of a physical altercation, the commission decided against forcing the immediate transport of the boxes, which together hold around 14,000 ballots, representing 2,000 voters. The Election Commission apologized but said a shortage of ballots does not constitute grounds for a re-election. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung has expressed deep regret over the shortage of ballots at some polling stations in parts of Seoul during Wednesday's local elections. Chairing a meeting of his senior secretaries at the top office on Thursday, he said an incomprehensible weakness had emerged in election management, which should be, above all else, thorough in a democratic republic. He said all government agencies are obligated to make all-out efforts not to allow a single mistake when the people exercise their sacred right to vote. He called on related agencies to identify what caused the ballot shortages and hold those responsible to account, as well as to devise appropriate steps so that no incident can ever happen again that undermines, even the slightest bit, the people's right to vote. The president then congratulated those who were elected in Wednesday's local elections and by-elections while conveying words of consolation to those who were defeated, saying the ruling and opposition camps are partners that, as representatives of the people, work to safeguard the country and create a better future for the nation. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has inspected a new nuclear material production facility and declared his resolve to strengthen the regime's nuclear force. The North's state-run Korean Central News Agency said Thursday that Kim conducted a field inspection the previous day at the newly opened plant, but did not disclose further details about the facility. The regime is currently believed to operate three uranium enrichment facilities across the cities of Yongbyon and Gusong in North Pyongan Province and Namp'o City's Gangseon area. Kim said the country's capacity to produce weapons-grade nuclear material has more than doubled during the past 5 years, and that a new five-year plan was finalized at the Ninth Party Congress to further expand the capacity and the number of nuclear weapons the regime has in its possession. Kim said the regime has an urgent responsibility to expand its nuclear deterrence capabilities. Unification Minister Chung Dong-young has proposed starting a four-way negotiation framework involving the two Koreas, the U.S. and China, on shifting the Korean Peninsula from an armistice to a peace regime. Chung made the proposal on Thursday when he gave a special speech at the 11th Conference of the Ulaanbaatar Dialogue on Northeast Asian Security held in the Mongolian capital city. The minister said efforts will be made to expand the envisioned negotiation framework to include other Northeast Asian countries, including Mongolia, Japan, and Russia. Chung said a new order of peace will be established in Northeast Asia if headway is made in restoring trust between the two Koreas, establishing a peace regime on the Korean Peninsula, and holding multilateral dialogue in Northeast Asia. In his speech, delivered in English, Chung referred to North Korea as the DPRK, which stands for the North's official name, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Hanwha Aerospace is set to suspend all of its production lines until Friday for special safety inspections following an explosion at a Daejeon facility on Monday that killed five workers and injured two others. The company announced on Thursday that it will halt operations at nine locations for 2 days, including facilities in Daejeon, Bo'un in North Chungcheong Province, Yeosu in South Jeolla Province, and Changwon in South Gyeongsang Province. It is the first time Hanwha Aerospace will stop production at multiple plants since launching as a consolidated corporation in 2023. The inspections will focus on risk factors for fires, explosions, and other serious disasters, facility conditions that are considered unsafe, risk assessment follow-up in the past 3 years, and accident prevention measures. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chang.